Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. There is coming a day, soon and very soon, that we are going to see our King, the King. Please join us as we think on these things, things of heaven, where God is and where we forever will be home.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. All o'er those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the Son forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Dearest Father in heaven, we come to you with praise on our hearts and with our voices today. As you abide in heaven, we know from your Son that an indescribable place is being prepared for us, that where you are, we will also be. We cannot fully understand what that will be like. We know that we will be with you, and and that will be enough. Your word also tells us that to be absent from these bodies is to be present with you. We're told that you will wipe away all tears. Your presence will provide all the light there. And since you are holy and there cannot be any sin there, we will enjoy not only being saved from the penalty of sin and the power of sin, but we will forever experience the fact of being where there is no presence of sin. We know that when you appear, we will be like you. We shall see you as you are. God, may we be encouraged and confident of our future. And we pray, even so, Lord, come quickly.
Take his own for sin.
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship. We appreciate your prayer support. We pray that this time will bless you and bring you closer to God.
Oh, praise his name.
You are listening to Call to Worship. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website offers many helpful features. When you visit us at calltoworship.us, you'll find programs that you can listen to right there online. You can even search them by a topic. There's a huge list of programs to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day and night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear, as well as the title of the song and album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our station finder and scroll down the list by state and city. You'll see where to find them on your radio and the time of the broadcast. And when you select the Resources tab, you'll find related ministries, devotionals to choose from, and a link to the Bible. All this and much more at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. As you are blessed with Call to Worship, please help us to continue with your donation to this ministry. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution, or if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Someday, only I'll stand.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal ken, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship and praise.
Beyond the sunset, O blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, O glorious dawning. Beyond the sunset, when day is done, beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, his words of welcome, will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storm will threaten, no fears an eye. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sunset.
When my wife and I were dating many years ago, we were both moved by emotion as we read the Love Is comics. The caption would begin with the words, Love Is, and there would be an appropriate picture along with the very descriptive words finishing the thought, like, Love Is hearing our favorite song, or Love Is going to church together. Those special thoughts, reminders, meant a lot to us as time went on and our relationship grew. Today, just thinking about those two words causes our minds to finish the sentence. And so it should be with the words, Heaven is. One of the passages that describes our future with God instructs us to comfort one another with these words that follows the words, And so we will always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Heaven is God's dwelling place. Deuteronomy 26. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Psalm 11. The foundations of the law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? But the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everyone closely, examining every person on earth. Psalm 102, "For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth." Isaiah 66, "This is what the Lord says, heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. Could you build me a temple as good as that? Could you build me such a resting place?" Matthew chapter 10, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven." Hebrews 8. Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord has set up, not man. Heaven is the future dwelling place of the righteous. Listen to Psalm 16. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Revelation 22. "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Revelation 21, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Folks, as I mentioned earlier, a description of the coming of the Lord is followed by a reminder that our future is to, quote, "always be with the Lord." Another version says, "then we will be with the Lord forever." And the King James Version, "and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Any way you look at it, it's very clear that our future in heaven will be with God from that point on without end. 1 John chapter 3, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Well, the main and ultimate reason for our happiness in heaven is this: to be with the Lord, to see him, live with him, and enjoy him forever. This should comfort us, especially when our friends pass away. Although physical death has separated us from them on this earth, we will meet again. We can count on the reality that we and they, along with all the saints, will meet our Lord and be with him forever. We will never again be separated from Him or from one another. And one of my favorites, no more sad goodbyes. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please continue thinking on these things as you go about your days. See how many ways you can finish this sentence. Heaven is.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's word spoken and in song, as Scripture proclaims that as Christians, our future is to be with the Lord and all the saints. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Called to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. When you have a question, you can always reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website. That's calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel, as well as information about this ministry. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, as our brother the Apostle Paul encouraged the church at Philippi, found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in the fullness of God's time, we will be with the Lord forever. So, encourage one another with these words.
Streets made of gold, it's Manchester.